Could we then move on, if we may, to the CAITAC Task Force report? Vincent, where are you? I can't see you. Oh, you're there. Apologies. Yeah.
Thank you, Chairman.
Do you want to use Cantonese?
That's fine. I can continue with English. Thank you, Chairman. Well, we have the CAITAC Harbourfront Development Task Force had its first meeting on the 7th of September. So we have tabled our report. So as you all know, CAITAC is a big area, and then it's almost planning from a blank sheet of paper. And there's a lot of things happening. So I think the first meeting was actually a meeting that get member used to the amount of task that is commission need to handle. So there has not been any conclusive decision made in the meeting. However, member has expressed lots of issues, including issues such as connectivity, accessibility, aesthetic, sustainability, etc. And particularly attention was made to the connection of the CAITAC to the hinterland, also on the rail-based transport, and the arrangement of the highway layout also caught some members' attention. And members are trying to see whether there's possibility to simplify those loop of spaghetti so that the waterfront can be made more easily accessible. And marine land interface was also very detailedly discussed, what would happen on that channel. Members are hoping that there would be activities in that to be held in the channel. Right, on a further note, there is also discussion, and although not conclusive, the issues of connecting CAITAC with Kun Tong by a bridge, and whether that bridge is a pedestrian bridge or vehicular bridge has been very vividly debated, and also concern were made to the alignment and the height of the highway structure. However, again, as I've said earlier, there has not been any conclusion arrived. Lastly, we have talked about the issues related to the cruise terminal and the government representative tourism commission was requested to provide a list of studies and reports justifying the present location, scale, and design of the cruise terminal, while Marine Department undertook to provide a plan showing the depth of harbor water, and this information will be forwarded to the committee. So, Chairman, that's the end of my report. Thank you.
I think it's fair to say, as you say, that the challenges in terms of connectivity and infrastructure seemed somewhat daunting, and obviously members were concerned. Mrs. Lamb, anything you would like to add on CAITAC or not? Oh, sorry. Yes.
Thank you, Chairman. Members noticed that we put to the first meetings of the three task forces your proposed terms of reference. The proposed terms of reference are drawn up in the HEC date, noting the aspirations of members on the various issues to be followed. The task force, the terms of reference of the Kowloon task force and the Hong Kong Island task force were passed. When the CAITAC task force discussed the terms of reference, one member, Mr. Winston Chu, raised the suggestion to amend one of the points of the terms of reference. He suggested to expand point A. Point A, which is similar for all three task force, is to provide comments on and monitoring the planning, land marine use, urban design, and implementation of harbourfront development proposals. As members see, it's drafted in such a way that it is pretty broad to accommodate discussion of any future proposals. Mr. Chu, however, at the meeting suggested to include after proposals. including the cruise terminal and the land use of Kai Tak Runway. I actually want to refer members back to the discussion at the task force. I think that is a very relevant discussion because members also pointed out perhaps there's no need to add that particular phrase in the end because the original drafting of A is broad enough. It has already been broadened to include planning land marine use. So I think it is worth our while to raise it for discussion again. We have not, in these terms of references, include any specific project in the terms of reference, but the terms of references are drafted in such a way that they are broad enough to talk about future planning and future land uses. So, Chairman.
Thank you. Vincent, as Chair, any reaction? Obviously, this was discussed at your meeting.
Well, I think Gracie has well rather accurately described what has been discussed in the meeting. The discussion was has not made any reference to how the other task force discuss their terms of reference. So I think you would agree to me that so when we discuss that term of reference, members proposing that cruise terminal and the task group think that we understand that all these harbourfront development proposal are described in a very wide manner. On my personal opinion, when I rule that could be included, my basis was that, although that was written in a wide manner, the issue of cruise terminal is not in conflict with the very wide definition of harbourfront development. That's why, when I rule that revision, it's based on that criteria that the cruise terminal is actually part of the harbourfront development proposal, and there is no conflict with that wide meaning of harbourfront development proposal. However, I would welcome member discussion because the Harbourfront Commission has all the right to discuss what has been raised by the task force. Thank you, Chairman.
I mean, someone was asking earlier what the relationship was between task forces and commission. Obviously, task forces are reporting to commission, so commission has every right, if you like, to review and obviously, if necessary, decide something different. Gracie, you feel strongly on this issue? We could get stuck for a long time.
It is right that at the time, not all the task forces have met, but it seems to us that even without that amendment, the terms of reference will be broad enough for accommodating issues which members would like to raise. And I would like to add that the Tourism Commission's representative at the meeting did raise that the possible problem he saw at the meeting. Because, again, cruise terminal is not a proposal per se. It's being implemented. The whole commission have been visiting them. It's being built. I don't think the commission, I don't think members are challenging the current project as such, but they want to ensure that there's room for future discussion about future use, future land use, future planning. So,
I sat in the meeting. I think it was more the integration of the cruise terminal with the surrounding area that was really the Winston's concern. Winston?
The possibility of expansion. It is our research result to show that two berths is just not enough. Therefore, we want to make sure that the land use will have to be reserved for the future expansion of the cruise terminal. In fact, Mr. Sam, the reason why I raised the cruise terminal specifically is because to avoid the problem of the ventilation building you just mentioned. Okay, it's not attacking the present design or concept. It is the attacking the future possibility of expansion. That's why it needs a special mention. I see no harm because the word is including. So it's a specific instance only. Anyway, I leave it to the members.
Sorry, please. Chairman, this is actually one of the questions I would like to raise. I see no harm to include this, but I don't see the emphasis on such including a particular project in one of the task force. Because if it's been approved, I would certainly go back to the Kowloon and task force and propose including the West Kowloon, you know, district into that, you know. But the way is the end. Yeah, you know, you start putting a major contract into our task force. And I'll sort of open to members what the will.
Yeah. I think, to be fair, we were deliberately generic, if I may put it that way, so that we did, in fact, embrace everything, rather than try and be specific and then potentially miss things, or people argue, well, it's not mentioned, therefore it's not in. So these things can work both ways. Winston, do you feel very strongly?
I don't, but there's a reason for that. Because unless we make provision for expansion, we do not want to see expansion taking place in more reclamation in the harbour. That's why it's a matter of importance to us.
Well, could we agree maybe that all three terms of reference are similar, but obviously Vincent, as chair of the task force, takes on board your comment, and within the agenda for the next 12 months, 18 months, obviously the interface with the cruise terminal can be one of the things that's looked at?
I stand abiding by your decision, Chairman.
Thank you. Is there anything else on the Kai Tak report? Clearly a huge agenda, and Vincent, getting your head round the priorities will be the issue, I think. No. Right, moving on then, if we can, then to the...